Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Hello! Uy, dalawa si Justice.
Okay, I can get the clone. Clone.
Clone.
Nag-hang yung aking desktop, so I turned on another one.
May reverb effect pa. Uy, Zeke, pa-boot out yung isa.
Baka nagre-record pa yung ano eh, yung isang Justice na naka-lockdown.
Yan, nasa call yan, bro. Busy. Busy, nasa call.
Anyway, before we begin, pag-usapan muna natin ano yung mga, ano, ano ba yung mga activities na nangyari recently.
Ah, we were all together in the second year anniversary of the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism initiative. That was a great event organized by the Tourism Promotional Board. Ang galing talaga ng event na yan kasi they picked incredible speakers for their keynote. In the afternoon, there was a conference for vloggers. And sino yung mga vloggers na nandun? Parang dami. Yung mga magaling, yung mga matino, yung mga good vibes, great stories. Sila Miss Teki. Sila Jan C. Sila Kapo, Sukimoto. A whole bunch of content creators from Iloilo. Ang dami pa rin. Hindi ko maano lahat. Mga magaling na content creator sharing the beauty of the Philippines. And syempre, magaling talaga yung ano yung tourism promotion board na boss Cesar pumili ng mga keynote speakers. Pinili na talaga yung mga pinaka gwapo, pinaka maganda, pinaka matalino na speakers katulad ni Raymond Gabriel, Together We Ride. Katulad ni Inday Rider, si Arlene, 'di ba? Sino pa yung mga ibang speaker, Maki?
Si,
yung pinakamagaling sa lahat?
Yung pinakamagaling doon, si ano, yung tunay na rider.
Yun!
Iba Bernardo, may award pa yun, no? Di ba?
Oo. Pati si Boy Ambush nandun, di ba?
Oo. Ang dami. So,
sila Nats.
It's a great cumulative event of promoting motorcycle tourism on two wheels. It was, andun din si, ano, Senator Javier, it was there.
Si ano? Siyempre, si Miss Jet Li. And oo, then man. The Q815 crew. Diba? Si Big Sugar D, sila Trunks, yung mga tropa natin. Saya! And, tapos, and.
Sino?
Mindanao Freedom Rider! Yon!
Represent.
Represent.
Sir Dan, andon. Nagulat nga ako, bigla, ano eh. Yung entourage ni Jody, talagang ano eh. Naka-MFR shirts import. Pa eh.
Daming import.
Si presidente ng KK, nandun din. Nakakagulat. Pero masaya. So, that's one of the highlights last week. Tapos, magkasunod yung Christmas party ng BMW Motorrad. Tapos, Ducati
Philippines. Stream tayo from there.
Oo, stream kami.
Thank you, BMW, for the steak.
Dahil pagkain.
Uy, oy, ano, sarap nung roast beef nila.
Si Buck, galing, okay, can I just, ano, hindi ko alam kung nakakahiya to or tunay na rider talaga si Buck. Kasi si Buck, si Mark Sung, si Gino, ano to, Christmas party ng BMW sa bagong building nila sa EDSA, di ba? Naka-forma lahat ng mga tao. Oh, just steak yung pinakain sa amin. Ang ganda ng spread. Talaga, elegante yung event. Si Buck, si Gino Rufino, at si Mark Sung, galing sa General Nakar. Galing sila sa bundok. Grabe ang putik. Ang baho. Basang-basang. Hindi ko nakakahiya o tunay na rider. Kayo na mag-decide.
Dinumihan pa nila yung office chair.
Oo! Pag alis nila.
Inis mo yun after.
Lahat ng mga ano, may putik, may dahon. Pasensya tapos, lang BMW.
Si Buck, ang baho. Tapos si Gino, ang baho.
Nagubad pa ng, isipin mo party, Christmas party ng BMW.
Nagubad ng boots.
Nagubad pa ng medyas at saka boots.
De, sa, ano, sa MFR, gawain din namin yan.
At least sa Mindanao, pare, may class yung mga tao doon. Diba? Ayun, introduce mo na, Maki.
Okay. So, again, I'd like to introduce our guests for tonight. My brothers from Mindanao Freedom Ride. Siyempre, start tayo with Justice Tolentino from Cebu. Welcome to the show, Justice.
Thank you. Glad to be here and thank you for the invitation.
Oo. Tapos, syempre, ang president of, founder, ito yung one of the founders of Mindanao Freedom Ride, si Sir Daniel Sunga.
Hello, mayong gabi sa tanan. It's my second time here and I'm happy to always be with your show. Kung meron pang pangatlo, pang-apat, I will not hesitate to join. Salamat.
Yun.
And then, syempre, ito first time din. First time MFR rider. And now he's the Chang head of sales marketing or Minrick Motorbikes. So we have JC. Hello, JC.
Hi, good evening. Good evening, JC. I'm based Davao, but actually I'm from Pampanga. So thank you for having me.
So yan.
Kung may kailangan ka sa Mindanao, si JC yung kukulitin nyo, ha? Bigayin na natin yung phone number.
Sige. Just contact us anytime.
Okay. So yung mga kasama natin dito, syempre may mga hindi pa nakakaalam what is Mindanao Freedom Ride. Napag-usapan na rin natin to dati. Pero just to give us a refresher, siguro gusto ko tanawin si Sir Dan. Tell us briefly how it was conceptualized, yung Mindanao Freedom Ride.
Freedom Ride is actually the brainchild of John D. Lacson, the CEO of Normanding Motorbikes, way back 2012. Actually, nagplano kami 2011 pa. That was the year Normin Ring was established also. So we had a brief brainstorming. So we need to organize rides, you know, to for the community para magkakilala-kilala kami. So napag-isipan namin to name the ride as the Mindanao Freedom Ride, MFR. So 2012, tapos 2024 na ngayon. So it's been running for the last 12 years. So walang mintis yun kahit na may COVID.
Freedom Sorry? From your spouses, di ba?
Yes. Freedom from work. Freedom from responsibilities. Freedom from the wives. Freedom from the children. So magkakasama dito lahat mga riders. Ito rin yung naging catalyst ng mga riders sa Mindanao. Because before Freedom Ride, Davao Aguila Riders rides with Davao Aguila Riders. And the other clubs also ride with their group. But here, at Mindanao Freedom Ride, medyo na-erase yung line between Mindanao clubs. Nung nagkaroon ng first yun. Mindanao Freedom Ride.
Parang yeah? ako yun. Muslim na rider ako eh. Diba? So, pwede maraming clubs na kasama.
Yes. So, nagkasama kami, you know, for the last 12 years, you know, there are new, there are old world riders. So, in a few years lang, nagkakilala na lahat. Hindi lang magkaibigan, parang nagkaturingan pang magkakapatid. So, we always look forward sa next Freedom Ride kasi magkikita-kita na naman yung magkakaibigan at magkakapatid sa iba't ibang galing sa iba't ibang motorcycle club. So, nagkaroon ng MFR at the same time, nagkaroon na rin ng MCBBC, Mindanao Confederation of Big Bike Clubs. So, yun na rin yung naging, kumbaga, the first domino to fall was the Freedom Ride. So, nagkaroon na establish ngayon ang... kasi Mindanao, walang federation na Mindanao. Meron ng Cebu, meron ng Luzon. So, nagkaroon ng MCBBC because nagkakilala lahat ng mga riders in Mindanao. Across, you know, all clubs, nagkakilala lahat. So, hanggang ngayon, we're still kicking and John D. Lacson is now planning for the 2024. So, meron na. We will announce it pag matapos na yung recon ride namin. So, definitely, matutuloy na kung na-recon na namin. So, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Yun. Ang galing pala ng story, no? Organically. Kasi iba yung mga pinaforce mo yung mga club sumali.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Para magkaroon kayo ng anong benefit, yung mga ganun. Ito, organically, you because of the ride mismo. So parang yes. Mindanao Freedom Unity Ride dapat.
Yon mismo.
Pwede rin.
Actually, I can attest. Ako, born and raised Luzon, Manila. Actually, dito sa Mindanao Freedom Ride, dito ko nakilala si Justice. Di ba? So ngayon, Justice, ano ko na, love na love ko na si Justice.
Love na love din kita, no?
Ibang klase yung na-experience na brotherhood, camaraderie.
Ano kaya yung bonding na nangyayari? Ba't no. Parang sobrang love niyo sa isa't isa? Kwento pa.
Sumama ka kasi.
Iba sumama ka sa 2024, malapit lang sa Manila.
Alam mo.
South of Manila.
Yung description nyo, pang ilan times na kayo sa show, di ba? Yung description nyo is spirited riding. Pare, yung riding style ko, limang stop sa isang araw, puro kain, puro picture, and then okay na ako sa 300 kilometers.
Hindi, walang budol. Alam mo, sulit yan. Pero ano, sige to. Excited na talaga ako mga guest si Justice kasi he's my favorite riding buddy every time I join Freedom Ride. Pero gusto ko malaman muna yung background. Justice, how did you start riding? Ikwento natin sa kanila. Paano ka ba nagsimula?
Ah, as a kid, I've always been riding as a kid. So bata pa ako, nanakawit yung motor ng kapitbahay ko para makaride lang. But in high school na, I met an accident. So hindi pa kasi uso ang helmet at that time. So after that, tumigil. 2015, I've been like wanting to ride again. So nag-ipon, nag-ipon muna ng to buy a big bike. And finally, 2019, nakabili na. Ang binili ko kaagad, yung pinakamalaking bike ka kaagad. Diba? Lit-lit kong tao, malaking bike kaagad. So, from there, I started renewing my riding. I took up courses in riding. Ganun, para maya naman ako tumabi kay sa pinsan kong Daniel kung hindi ako marunong mag-motor. Diba? Diba? Pero with the guidance of course of our friends, no, si John D, Don, si Daniel, talagang bumalik yung ano ito. So now I ride regularly, but dito sa Cebu I ride regularly. So I look forward to going home to Davao kasi nagso-solo ride din ako. So and I join a group that my group is on Any Sunday Riders, and tama yung sinabi ni nito sa I would just re-echo what Daniel said, no? Before we don't ride outside our groups, no? Kasi medyo snabero talaga eh. But with the Mindanao Freedom Ride, talagang you meet people around the Mindanao Island, and you know, you go to you nakailan Mindanao loop ako eh. Pero in that Mindanao loop, hindi ko nakilala yung mga riders. But with the Mindanao Freedom Ride, I had bigla ako nagkaroon ng friends all over Mindanao. So it Correct. Made riding me in Mindanao. Talagang happy ka pag sasabihin mo, pare, pupunta ako na sa baka, kita tayo, di ba? Kasi sasalubong ka namin. You go anywhere. Cotabato, you go Butuan, may mga kaibigan tayo doon. So it made and thanks to John Dina, you know, and the founders of the MFR, talagang nagkakilala kami. And the bonding of the riding community became stronger. And now, it does not matter anong club mo. Ha? Pag magkita kami sa daan, di ba? Kapatid ang touring. And again, we have to thank John D. Yeah. Yeah, and we have to thank John D for that. Talaga. And hello pala sa aking idol, ang brother ko sa ito, ang brother ko sa Faith, si Coach Clyde Solomon is listening pala.
Mm-hmm. Regular yan.
Assalamualaikum, brother Clyde.
Tambayan dito yeah. Si Coach Clyde.
Ayun. Oo. Love na love ko yan si Coach Clyde eh.
Justice, pag nag-ride ka sa buong Mindanao, marami nang nag-iimbitang kape. Kape mo na, Justice. Nandito ka pala sa lugar namin. Oh. Oh. You cannot well, refuse. You have to show up and be with them.
Pero lang sa Pagadian. Di ba? Ayaw tayo ipaparking dun eh. Bawal na parking dun eh.
Simplado yung isang tao doon. Ayaw ko ipapark.
Pagadian. Shoutout natin sila. Ano, yung mga taga-Pagadian. Sila Gingging.
Mayor Tata.
Mayor Tata Pulmones. Oh. Yan. Mga
si Mayor Tata. Lagos. Tapos... si Jonathan pala. Si Jonathan nakikinig din eh. Hello,
Jonathan. Jonathan. Yan ang Chris. Si Jonathan ang Chris Birch ng Zamboanga.
Yeah. Nakupuha sa bigote ni Jonathan lahat.
Alam niyo bakit? Kasi nung tayo, yung na dumaan tayo si Buko, si Jonathan naka 1190 yata. Tapos, hindi niya abot eh. So, pagtayo niya ng natumba siya sa kaliwa. Tapos tinayo niya mag-isa. Pag andar niya, na naman sa kanan. Kaya ever since, Chris Birch na talaga yung tawag ko sa kanya. Kasi,
Tama si Epic Ride talaga yung triple S natin. One for the books talaga yun. Nobody will forget that experience there.
Ito, nandito
for the books talaga yan.
KK President Paul Borja. Magandang gabi.
Ayan si Paul.
Tsaka si Eman.
Ayan si Paul yung... Oh. Alam na yata ni Paul yung pick bang boom, di ba?
Hindi makarelate sila Iba tsaka si Bak. Mamaya pag-usapan natin backstage.
Kasi chat naman kami nila Bak sa kabilang group. Okay lang. Parang kapansaya ng ginawa nyo eh.
Oh. Nainggit sumama na kami. Sama kasi kayo, di ba? Sinasabi ko sa inyo eh. Teka. Siyempre, teka si JC kasama natin dito. First time niya nag-MFR.
Yeah. It's my first time.
Pero share mo yung ano. Share mo naman yung paano ka nag-start mag-ride, pare.
Well, ako, I started riding big bikes in 2019. Pero my orientation kasi was first of all cruiser eh. So, yung bawal na motor na gagamitin dito, yun yung motor ko dyan sa Luzon. So, sabi ni John, di kasi hindi ako pwedeng gumamit ng Harley dito. So, and coming to Mindanao, bakit hindi? Coming to Mindanao, the riding experience in Mindanao is different, I can say personally. Because I ride in Luzon and I've ridden here in Mindanao. Yung riding style dito, yung riding terrain is different talaga. And you have to experience it to really understand, well, sabi nga namin ni Maki, tsaka nila Justice, gusto mo ng twisties? May twisties naman sa Luzon, pero dito sa Mindanao, only twisties. yan ang ano dyan, only twisties. Tipong yung mga wrist mo ang pwedeng sumuko, di ba Justice? Yung mga kamay mo ang mga ngalay. Kasi mag-start kami ng 7 ng umaga, nandun pa kami sa may Cebu ko ng mga sipong alas 6, darating kami ng Sambuanga ng mga 9 ng gabi, talagang hindi na eh. Yung feeling mo, hindi mo na kaya. Pero kaya pa eh. Ay, si boss, nandito na.
Oh, Sir John D, good evening.
Good evening, guys. Pasensya na.
Dito na yung pasamuno. John D. Dito na yung pasimuno.
Maybe atraso ka sa amin ni Bak. Bak, Maki lang. I-invite mo.
Ayan, si Ninong. Andiyan na si Ninong. Ninong.
Sila lahat masaya. Ano, grabe. Akala ko kaibigan tayo, John.
Pare, ayoko na sabihin yung sinabi mo. Kaya hindi ka sumama. Huwag na natin sabihin dito.
The invitation was there.
The invitation was there, but I remember sabi ko sa'yo, this is 6-7 days of continuous riding and partying at night. So, and I think you were busy.
I cannot keep up with you guys, man. Honestly, hindi. Si Maki lang yung panglaban namin.
Kaya mo. Doon. Alam mo ba, itong last Freedom Ride, may mga taga Manila na sumama.
Yes.
Mga Ducks, kung tawagin, yung Ducati Unlimited Club Riders. May babae pa.
Oh,
correct.
Oh.
Doon pa nga nandun nakita yung MotoGP, Basilan MotoGP.
tama.
Basilan GP. Kasi, I would say ano,
apat na rider sa isang kurbada.
Walang video ah, hindi namin papakita. wala ebidensya. Anyway, wait. JC
was ano. Si Toto sabi, gusto sumama raw.
Sino?
Toto.
Toto Villanueva, yun, bagay yan.
Coach Toto, let's go.
Sumama ba kayo sa Ilocos Invitational? Yung Toto Luzon Ride?
Toto Experience Ride.
Hindi na kami umabot kasi pauwi pa lang kami nun eh. From ano kami? From Zamboanga going to CDO. Lupay-pay na kami.
Oh, tama. And I think we flew back the day after. Tama.
Hindi na kami umabot.
Anyway, guys, where is Dino Leasing? Well, where's Consul General Dino Leasing? I thought he was here.
Wala. May Christmas party.
Ah, ganun ba?
Si Dino Basas din. Christmas party. Kaya hindi natin nakasama ngayon.
Engineer James too.
Si James, ano? Na begged off
incident.
Okay.
Emergency.
Okay.
Regards pala kay Pietro Haldo, no? Nakikinig din siya. Kaya Pietro. Dakilang sweeper. Dakilang sweeper.
To the rescue anyway, sa Ribeng.
JC, ano, kinikwento niya kanina yung experience niya riding in Mindanao. Tuloy mo, pare.
Tuloy mo, yung JC.
Napansin mo.
Yeah, yun nga, ang mapapansin, ang napansin ko talaga, because my riding style kasi sa Luzon, apologies for our friends in Luzon, panay-diretso-diretso lang lahat eh. There's NLEX, there's SETEX, there's TIPLEX, pupunta ka. Sabi nga ni Boss John D, dito sa Mindanao, dito mapapatunayan kung talagang rider ka. Kasi the terrain will challenge you, pero and the people naman are always there to help you. So yun ang na-experience ko sa MFR. Talagang ako, I have problems riding at night eh, because yung eyesight ko medyo ano eh, medyo hirap sa gabi. Pero yung mga kasamahan natin, sila Engineer James, sila Dato Buonang, they all assisted, malalakas yung mga ilaw ng mga motor nila. And sabi nila, sumunod ka lang sa amin, sa likod namin. And hindi ka maano, hindi ka mahihirapan. And you know, that's where the camaraderie comes in. And I'm very happy of what happened with MFR.
Yeah. Oh, ito, may nag-comment, si Mark Sung. I heard sobrang ganda ng off-road sa Mindanao. All the hardcore riders are from Mindanao. Totoo ba yan?
Totoo yan. Yun. Totoo yan.
Nakita ko lahat. Ang dami. Mark, off-road. Lahat ng road. Lahat ng klaseng road meron.
Kahit walang road eh. Dinadaanan eh.
No road.
Tama. Hindi. Kagandahan kasi sa Mindanao, there are still new roads being developed, no? As we speak. So, sinasadya natin, pinupuntahan din yung ginagawa pa ng DPWH. So, we like the off-road experience. And tama, tama si Justice. This time around, I think we were off-road for about 20 kilometers at meron tayong river crossing sa around 7 p.m. Napakadilim. But everybody survived. Sama-sama kasi.
No, ako, I agree. I've ridden in Mindanao many times. Mark, bak naka Mindanao ka na ba?
Naka Mindanao na ako pero 4x4.
Ay, baduy.
Sa Datuk Dian.
Kailangan tayo magano. Kailangan natin, as tunay na rider, kailangan natin pumunta ng Mindanao.
Ayun, wala naman nag-iibit eh.
Ako na yung spear. Hindi, ako spear. Simula tayo sa Zamboanga City.
Papuntang na tayo with Toto and Mark Stong. Oh.
Zamboanga City agad. Ride. Start tayo sa Zamboanga City, paakyat ng ano, ng Labason. Yan. Madali lang.
Game!
Game yan. Schedule New Year? Natin. New Year?
Doon agad. Doon agad. Actually, gaganti lang ako.
Pati si ano, Dino Santos of KTM wants to also ride with us in Mindanao. So sabay-sabay na.
Sige, message natin si Dino. Masaya 'yun.
Tawagan niyo naman ako para makaluwas ako from Cebu.
'Yun. And then dadalhin ko yung Honda Helix ko, ha.
Hindi na. Eh ano ka lang, just bring yourself, dami motor doon. Di ba?
Ang kapal ng mukha mo, Maki, ah.
Hindi, alam, bit-bitin mo pa.
Siya naging bit, ah. Nang volunteer pa na hindi niya motor.
Hindi, alam mo bakit? Kasi pinopromote ko yung Norman Ring touring team. Balita ko, may magkakaroon ng ano eh. Mga yes. Guided tours Norman Ring, di ba?
Yes, yeah, so starting next year, plug lang. Because many friends are asking to ride Mindanao and not everyone is comfortable sending their bikes over by freight. So next year we will start renting out bikes to people from Luzon, Visayas and Mindanao and from Europe as well. We are starting a program with Clutch Moto Tours, Kerosne, to invite Europeans to ride Mindanao during their winter time. So we're going to start that program first quarter next year. So abangan nyo na lang.
Oh, narinig wait, nyo, exclusive yan. Yeah.
Can I tell you, this is every time I rode in Mindanao, well, except for one time where I politely asked John D if I could borrow a motorcycle and he lent me for one of the best bikes for riding in Mindanao. It was a KTM 1190 Adventure. Speaking of KTM 1190 Adventures, nandito si Dino Santos. What do you guys think the best bikes for riding in Mindanao are?
KTM 1190R.
Oh, si Daniel.
Si Daniel Sunga, si Coach Daniel, has been riding his 1190 Adventure R. There's only three 1190 Adventure R's in Mindanao. Isa kay Daniel, isa sa akin, at isa kay Rene Diago, a friend of ours from Davao. And I would say, yeah, si Daniel ang tanong mo. Pinalilipad ni Chris Birch yung 1190 ni Daniel sa Mindanao Enduro Park. He was hopping through logs and rocks. Kinawang dirt bike.
Kinawang dirt bike.
Oh, pero and si Manny Perez. You know, si Manny and I have, are very similar. Pareho kaming pogi, di ba? No, but we have very similar tastes when it comes to motorcycles. He has a 790R, and now he has my dream bike, the Norden 901. Baka mahilig din si Manny sa payat na chinita, ha? Medyo delikado na.
I rode the Norden during recon, and I was surprised by the agility of the Norden. Surprisingly, gustong-gusto ko siya sa twisties. It was very light. Nag-off-road kami. My heart still belongs to 1190R, but I was surprised with the Norden agility sa twisties. I was very at home. I was at peace with the bike. And highly recommended talaga. Norden.
Si JC, naka 790 din yan. MFR.
Ako, 790S. Bar none. Hindi ko napapalitan yan. Boss, alam mo na.
Ba't parang puro KTM yung nababanggit?
Kaya nandito si Boss Dino
si John, ano yung motor sa likod?
Hindi, kasi sila Boss John din. Nakatukati yan eh, di ba?
John, si Bito.
Nakatukati sila Boss eh.
No, basically, we also rode, a few guys rode the Multistradas, the Enduros, and the V4S. All performed very well. Everyone was happy. Tapos, we previewed the Desert X, the newly launched Desert X. Performed very well. Guys test rode it as well. Yun nga, another plug. All the bikes are available at Norman Ring. Whatever your color is, we're happy to serve you. Pero tried and tested yung mga bikes ng Norman Ring. We ride it everywhere. Kahit gabi na river crossing. Na walang ilaw.
Grabe. The best bikes in Mindanao. Only yes, available at Norman Ring.
Diba?
The Desert X, the Norden, the 790. Diba?
John D, may Kimco na rin.
Kimco, yes. Uy, yes.
Maxi Scoot. Oh, yun na lang gagamitin ko ha. Pagkasama kayo. Yung Kimco ha. Pero kung makisa lang kami or kasama ko sila Buck at sila ano, sila Mark, pahiram ng Norden. Pero kung kasama kayo ayaw.
Yes, magsabi lang kayo and gawa tayo ng ano. I know a few guys from the Moto Takusa group ni Dino Leasing. We're planning a trip here in late January. So announce ko lang sa
inyo. Ganda yan.
Yeah, sino gusto sumama? Edi gawa tayo ng mini MFR.
Yun.
Yun. All right.
Diba? Oh, speaking of MFR, punta na tayo sa main topic natin. di ba? Actually, it dati ang pinaka top of my list was the ano eh, the Mindanao Coastal Loop. Nung ever since na sumama ako sa Freedom Ride, yun yung top of my list ever since. Kasi tinahin namin yung mapa ng Mindanao eh. Pero itong recent Mindanao Freedom Ride, parang ito yung pinaka ano eh, heartwarming na Mindanao Freedom Ride na napuntahan ko. Diba? So, gusto kong ano, gusto kong tanungin natin yung mga guests natin. What makes it different itong recent Mindanao Freedom Ride, which is about Muslim Mindanao. What, discovering the wonders of Muslim Mindanao. Diba? Sino gustong magsimula?
Aba, wala nang iba kundi yung si Justice.
Kwento mo naman, Justice. Well, ano ba yung tell us something about discovery of wonders of Muslim Mindanao.
You know, the pag-announce pa lang ni John Lee about MFR exploring the wonders of Muslim Mindanao. Ako yung pinakauna nag-register. Nagbayad na rin ako, panigurado. Just to be sure, no? Ha? Why? What makes it interesting is because for the simple reason that, you know, a lot of riders go around Mindanao, but they don't go to the areas where the MFR was going to ride. So, iba dyan, dadaan lang ng Parang, hindi na dadaan ng Cotabato. Iba, dadaan lang ng, dadaan na papuntang Pagadian from Cagayan, but hindi dadaan ng Marawi or Lanao. And, you know, and no man's land dati yung Basilan. Nobody of us, none of us would even dream of riding in Basilan. But through MFR, you know, this MFR, it happened. No, it happened. And tama ka, you know, this is the most heartwarming MFR. Bakit? Because nakita natin, there's a great divide between, you know, when may isip natin yung Muslim Mindanao, pare, gulo dyan, di ba? Gera dyan. And what we hear in the news are simply na, nito magulo. Diba? And it's something that they don't encourage people to go to, right? But with this MFR, na-open na yung mata natin na ang ganda pala ng area na yun. Diba? The beauty of that area. And the people that you meet, we think that they're very different from us. Only to find out that they are the same as us. They're as heartwarming. They're as hospitable. They are as friendly as we are. And there's really not much difference between us and them. Diba? And because of that, diba, when we arrive in Basilan, anong sabi ng isang local doon? Sabi nila, they're so happy na nagkaroon ng bisita at yung bumisita pa talaga mga VIPs. Diba? Tulad nila John D, ng consul ni Consul Dino, diba?
So, saka si Justice Tolentino.
Hindi ako nagpapakilala eh. Pero you see that, you see the, ako, I've been to Basilan 3 times. I've never, you know, hanggang Menzi Plantation lang ako kasi hindi na kami pinapalabas kasi sabi critical area. And that was in 2009. But now, naikot ko yung buong isla. Nakatulog pa ako sa isla. Doon pa ako nakatulog sa isang resort. At napakaganda yung resort. Diba? Nakita mo yung ating mga lobsters. Diyos ko. Diba? You cannot find them anywhere. They're 2 kilo lobster, ha? More than 2 kilos yung lobster. Yung isang lobster pa lang. At ilan sinerve sa atin? Diba?
It's 20?
The beauty is beyond compare. More, siguro. But the beauty is beyond compare. The people are as lovely as they are. They're as curious about us as we are curious about them. And the riding experience is iba talaga. Makikilala mo talaga yung kapwa mong Pilipino, whether ba Kristiyano o Muslim. Doon natin makikita na we're all one, we're all Filipinos. So, maraming salamat sa MFR, maraming salamat sa Norman Ring, to John D and Otor and to Danielo and everybody there. Because of you, parang the divide between Muslims and Christians and Muslim Mindanao, okay, parang nawala. At maraming salamat sa inyo.
Wow, that's incredibly powerful. Ano yun, ah? Zeke, let's cut that part and share it as a standalone audio file on our social media, because Mindanao Freedom Ride, the more you guys talk about it, it is really about unity. It is really about connecting different bikes, different clubs all over Mindanao. And now you're inviting people from all over the Philippines and all over the world, like Roslyn. All to ride. Galing, galing.
Yung mga, you know, kaibigan ni Mark Sung, ayan, tinatag niya na.
Yun, let's ride. No, but, you know, when I've ridden all over Muslim Mindanao because I can, because I look the way I look. No? And lahat ng mga nanggugulo doon, yung mga katribo ko, karamihan. But palagi kaming dat. And whenever, before we would ride, kung medyo 4 o'clock, nagmamadali na kami. Diba? Para hindi kami gabihin sa kalsada. So hindi na siya ganun.
Yes, yes. Hindi na siya ganun. Well, to answer the question ni Maki kanina, 12 years na to ng MFR and each one of them, obviously, we put meaning to it. Hindi lang yung pupunta kami sa ilang lugar, kakain, at ano. We have cultural experiences. We visit museums, of course, monuments and mosques, churches, plantations all over the country. Pero this last nga, ito last November, we decided to feature the wonders of Muslim Mindanao kasi nga may stigma ang Mindanao, particularly riding in Mindanao. So naisip natin, why don't we open up the eyes of people by going to the grand mosques of Marawi, Cotabato, and Maguindanao, wow, and also in Basilan. Ayun. And of course, the food that we ate, sinerve sa amin ng Black Hawk of Cotabato. Syempre, yung local delicacy, so we were exposed to the cuisine of Muslim Mindanao. And along the way, yung binanggit ko nung closing natin is the architecture of the area, no? And numerous mosques that we saw along the way. Andami. Tayo, napapansin natin simbahan because we're Christians or Catholics. But riding that ride, I've never seen so many mosques all over. Meron siyempreng simple, merong grand of the grandest mosques nalalaban sa Middle East or in Europe. But yun yung nakita ko, and I'm just so happy that we achieved our goal. MFR kasi is meaningful mototourism. I'm not demeaning naman yung mga ginagawa ng ibang tao. Is kasi ito, we prepare
si
for
Raymond
this.
Gabriel, nakikinig, ha? Baka, no, I'm just kidding.
No. So we really prepare for this and our group, pero kaming core group sa MFR, we decide on what to feature each ride. Ito na nga, may mga nagtatarong na nga, ano ba next year? That's another story for another day, but it will be as unique and as meaningful again, for sure. We will make sure it will be.
Ang ganda lang sa MFR, may matututulungan ka rin, di ba?
Yes,
in each tama. Ride, meron tayong dinodonate, no? So, yung mga contributions natin, ha, sa registration, natutulungan, no? So, in this case, dalawang schools, no? One in Basilan and the other one in Cotabato, na nabigyan natin ng dito. Through the generosity of the riders as well as through the organization of the Norman Ring. Talagang, at saka makikita mo, makakausap mo yung mga bata eh. Makakausap mo yung mga tao doon at you will see na masaya. And one thing about the MFR is that when you think that itong Muslim Mindanao, pangit yung kalsada, rugged road ito, pero pag tingnan mo, ang ganda ng kalsada. Di ba? Maganda yung kalsada. You see beautiful mosque, di ba? Or what they call masjids. So you akala mo backward, yung pala progressive na pala yung area. If especially if you've never been to that area, makita mo, wow, mas maganda pa itong area sa some parts of Mindanao or some parts in the country. Diba? So, kaya maganda, masaya. Masaya talaga. Nakakataba ng puso.
Mm. Grabe. Si JC, tanong natin. First MFR ride, ano agad?
Yeah.
Muslim Mindanao agad.
Sabak ka agad eh, di ba? It's ano, it's really ano, a different experience for me. And I'm very happy na pinasama kami nila Boss John D. And, you know, meeting the people. Nung first day namin, parang okay, hindi pa kami magkakilala. Then after the first day, magkakilala na lahat. And yun nga, we have brothers from Cotabato, sila Engineer James, sila Datu Bonang, sila Engineer Abs. They were very kind and very, ano, very helpful in... Yan, so, hindi bale pare, kahit na hindi namin kayo iwanan. Nahuli kami ng konti, nintay kami, mahina yung ilaw namin, ilaw nilang ginamit na pang light ng way going to Zamboanga. So, you know, there's really a very big camaraderie among the riders. And it's something that, you know, people who have not experienced it, and ako, it's my first time to experience it, I will tell you. Diba? Sabi nga ni Boss John D, kulang ang buhay mo pag hindi ka nakasubok ng MFR.
Tama. So,
hindi, balik naman ng sales pitch. Parang kahit ako, tempted na ako.
Hindi, ako, yung mga myths. There are maraming myths. We consider ourselves myth busters, kami nila Daniela. Kasi one myth that when we advertise or invite for the Freedom Ride, is hindi nila maintindihan paano magra-ride ang 75 riders for 300 to 500 kilometers in one day. How do you manage that? May mga paano, gano'ng kabilis, paano kami maiwan, etc., etc. That's a myth, I tell you. We do it. We did an archipelago ride for 2 weeks. We were about 68 riders. And we were all together. Walang naiwan, walang nawala. Walang na disgrasya. And we've been doing it for 12 years. You know, I started with my home club in CDO, KKCDO. We ride 20, 25 all over the country. And now we ride almost 75 for weeks at a time. There's a way to manage it. And it seems that my team has learned how to do it. So yun ang isang myth. Huwag niyong problemahin na napakalaki. Can you imagine going to a place na 65, 70 riders kayo, nagugulat yung mga tao, natutuwa, di ba? Parang, it's always a parade every time we come to town. Di ba, Daniel?
Rolling thunder. Pero, guys, meron akong i-share sa Freedom Ride. When the first few years of the Mindanao Freedom Ride, hindi kaagad smooth. So, through the years, after 12 years, na-perfect na rin namin. So, may mga ibang riders because when we started, yun nga, hindi pa namin kilala yung ibang riders. Kilala lang namin sila as their club name, not personally. So, nung una naming Freedom Ride, maraming makukulit. Kasi hindi pa magkakilala. Ataw dito, overtake dito, overtake sa kanan. Kung kami nila, Seth John Lee, wala kami pasensya. Naku, nag-away na sana. Pero it all...
Uh-oh.
Actually, kasi tutuloy ko yung kwento ni...
Oo, magkasama kami. Day... Nag-hang sila lahat. Sorry. So yun, first few years, mahirap. Maraming makukulit. Marami na rin akong hinabol kasi makukulit. Pero ngayon, wala na. Everybody behaves, everybody knows who. So wala nang paastigan. Hindi na nagpapasigan, wala nang yapangan. Kasi kilala na lahat after 12 years. So it's much... peaceful and organized and kumbaga worry free, right?
I would also like to add, you're all 12 years older.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Tama.
It comes with age, parang wisdom, yung parang, oh, na. Ay, wag na. Oh, diba? Na.
Mas mapino na ngayon, hindi na gaya nun talagang pag may umovertake na masyadong malapit, down gear ka agad, amol!
Oh, wala na.
Hindi, nakakatawa yan. Ako, lagi, first time pagka sumasama ako MFR, may mga bago. Tapos, nung una, may muntik pa akong makaaway, tagaan eh. Naka, ano to eh. Basta, sinasaraduhan ako ng linya eh. Si ano pala yon, si Kuya Nonoy pala. Mas magaling pala talaga sa akin. Pero ang maganda dyan, yung makakaaway mo sa umpisa, magiging sobrang close mo talaga. Kasi magkukwentuhan kayo. Ikaw sinasaraduhan mo ako linya, ganyan-ganyan, di ba? So, yun yung maganda na na-experience ko sa MF.
Oh, ito, meron pa.
Makikilala mo.
Okay, Justice, go ahead.
May makilala pa. Meron pa nga nito, malalaman mo na pag ito ang kasama mo, pag pumara ito, huwag kang tumabi. Kasi ito mahilig mo tumba, di ba? Pag nagsustop. Huwag kang tumabi dyan, di ba?
Parking accident.
Parking accident, di ba? So doon mo na sila nakikilala. Ganon. At saka malalaman mo, ayokong roommate ito. Di ba? Ang malakas ito. Di ba?
Paul, baro po ito pag natutulog. Ayokong roommate.
Ako, meron pa isang myth. Meron pa isang myth sa mga bagong sumasali sa Feed the Bride. Ang sinasabi nila, hindi daw mabilis ang takbo ng Feed the Bride.
Dito so, po yan.
So, but for those who don't know, we recon the places that we go to. Bago dali ng 60-70 riders, recon team goes to that. Obviously, we know where we can go fast. We know where we have to be slow. And we obviously manage the ride based on our knowledge. And wala kaming nakitang Freedom Rider na hindi natuwa sa bakbakan, sa scenic views. Remember, this is a tour and we're not on a racetrack and we're not racing against each other. We're trying to enjoy and be safe. At the same time, enjoy when the terrain allows. So, yun ang masasabi ko.
Yes.
Tama?
Oh. Hey, teka lang, yan. Wag mong paalisin. Yan ang ano namin.
Yan ang
spear namin. Yan ang spear namin.
Tsaka si Mark kailangan pwedeng umovertake, di ba?
Ayan, si Marlon. He's been spearing since kailan?
Since he was 2 years old.
Since the beginning.
Since he was 2 years old.
Hey, Mark.
Hindi nyo kasi nakikita yung MFR podcast party rito. Ayan. Si Chris Paul.
Nako! Ay, nako po.
So, alam
the good boys of KK.
Hindi. Pinaplano na namin actually ang calendar for 2024. And we have notes on the recon for MFR 2024. Ganon ka-excited to mga to. Pinaplano na, kakatapos pa lang, pinaplano na yung next.
Grabe. O, balik tayo sa Wonders. Gusto ko yung wala kasi si Sir James, si Engineer James sa atin ngayon eh. Pero nagustuhan ko yung sinabi niya nung accumulation night natin sa Zamboanga City. Parang he mentioned that there's something about understanding the culture and ano ba yan, John? Di, yung sinabi niya na sana lahat ng tao sumama ng MFR.
Oh, and then sabi niya na how can people understand the differences of the cultures if we don't know what they are? Diba? So, paano mo maiintindihan kung how can you understand something you don't know? Diba? So, parang yan ang sabi niya. And I was on stage at tumayo nga yung mga nagka-goosebumps ako. Sabi niya na if everyone in the world just joins the MFR, parang maayos lahat ng problema. Pagkakaisa. Something like that. Pagkakaisa.
Hindi sana magulo. Pagkakaintindihan.
Oh,
riding.
Tama.
Unity through riding. Yan.
Correct. Yeah. Grabe yun. Ako, kahit ako, kinilabutan ako dun. Eh. Tsaka yung binanggit din ni Engineer James yung walang iwanan. Diba?
Yes.
So si Iba laging kinakabahan. Baka hindi makahabol. Diba? Si Sir Dan may dinesign na strategy para ano maging masaya lahat eh. Yung walang
five
iwanan.
Minute rule.
Diba?
5 minute rule.
5 minute rule.
Yes.
So yun.
Yeah, people appreciate that, especially the people from Manila. Obviously, there are slow riders. May iwan talaga. But we have designated areas where we gather and wait before we enter an urban area para hindi magkawalaan and all. So again, that's part of the technique that we do. And of course, Pietro Haldon, Aja, sila JC, sila Eman are always in the rear. Plus, we have a backup vehicle in case of any breakdowns or flats for that matter. So... 5 minute rule ang tawag ni Mr. Sunga doon. Pagka nasiraan ka, we will give you 5 minutes to either tinker or fix your bike or fix a flat. Kung hindi kaya yung 5 minutes, sampa na yun sa trailer. Doon na natin pag-usapan sa next hotel stop because we need to go. You know, we have a...
Galing.
Yeah, it's like a military operation.
Tapos yung rider... Iko yung motor ng rider nasa trailer na. Yung rider doon siya nakaupo, kunwari nag-banking din siya.
Tama.
John, they always bring a spare bike. So, tutuwa yung rider na nasiraan kasi hindi siya sa backup vehicle. Nakaka-ride din siya. May mga a few spare bikes si Joey along the way. So, happy din sila at hindi sila naka-four wheels. So darating din sila kasama, naka-ride rin.
Yes, yes. So we make it a point, we bring a spare a couple of bikes para kung may ano, makaka-enjoy pa rin yung rider na sumali. Kumbaga, once you join the MFR, we're guaranteed that you will finish it because we have extra bikes for you.
Yeah. Ibang alagang Norman Ring.
Oo. Inisip na lahat yan. 12 years in the making.
Oo, oh, inisip. Alam na namin.
Perfection na yan.
Alam na namin yung bike na mapaplatan, masisira. But, alam na namin lahat.
Pero before kami mag-freedom ride, we require all the participants to bring their bikes to Norman Ring Service Centers for a 15-point check-up. So, titingnan ng gulong, titingnan ng brake, titingnan ng kondisyon ng makina. Then, they give a certification. Yung mga mechanics will give a certification na roadworthy siya at pwedeng sumama sa Freedom Ride. So, yun naman. Sumusunod naman yung mga participants. Pinacha-check talaga. Para makita niya kung manipis na yung kanyang brake pads. Hindi na abot ng 7 araw. Wala na siyang preno. So, some of the crew naman, may mga dala-dalang spare brake pads. So, at least, you know, on the way. Minsan pa noon, nagdadala pa kami ng gulong kasi may makukulit talaga when we started the Freedom Ride. Doon ko na ubusin, sayang to. Doon ako magkakabit halfway. Eh, kung may ferry kaming hinahabol, problema, mag-change ka ng gulong in the middle of the road and there's a ferry to catch. So, we made sure na yon merong 15-point check-up yung mga lahat ng mga motor na sasali to, you know, lessen the abilia.
Ang hindi lang chine-check-up, yung rider ba kung kondisyon?
Naka-flow lang pala. Pagdating sa gitna, mag-mute nila. Parang ayaw. Promise, ano, we keep encouraging them, makaya. There's this one guy when we had this Philippine look, an old guy from the south. He suffered an accident, parking accident, and probably he sprained his ankle. And we were trying to tell, to advise him, you know, convince him, sampa na yung motor mo, sir. para hindi ka nahirapan. Kasi senior citizen na, ayaw niya. Ayaw niyang umuwi doon sa kanila na hindi na naikot yung buong Pilipinas sa motor. So, we were very worried. Kami nila, John D. Pare, ano ba yun? Kasi kakausap-tapin na ba natin na isang pala? Kasi isa-isa na siya. Going to his bike from the hotel, ika. Talagang masakit naman, sakit. Pero hindi namin nakumbinsi. Gustong mag-ride talaga na. Natapos din niya. Ang sakit ng tuwa niya when he finished the whole trip na hindi siya nasakay sa backup.
Alam mo sikreto niya? Alam mo sikreto niya bakit natapos niya? Ha? Eh kasi lagi niya nire-read yung aking medicine box. Inubos niya lahat ng helicopter yung pati unbox niya. Inubos niya.
Hindi, yun justice, walking pharmacy.
Hindi, yun ang
maganda. Si kasi John D. is a walking pharmacy. Lahat oh, niya may masagadit dito. Sige doon, meron niyang silang dala. Kompleto lalo na si John D.
Alam ko na sa susunod, pagdadala ako ng mobile mercury drug.
De tsaka ano, lagi tayong may mga kasamang mga doktor, di ba?
So, yes.
Ang galing.
Oh, yung ito, yung sinasabi ni Daniel na yon, we were going up Negros, Panay, Mindoros, Luzon. Nagka-parking accident siya sa Mount Samat Cross.
Yeah.
Sa Mataan. Kasi paakyat, nadagdagan yung uncle niya. And from Samat until back to Mindanao, he was riding on a sprain. Every morning, we were forcing him to ride and give up. He did not give up. He was so thankful.
Okay. So, before we wrap up, ito, balik tayo sa topic natin kanina. Gusto ko yung minention mo, John D. Eh. Discovering the wonders of Muslim Mindanao. Ano ba yung one, tell us one wonder na nakita nyo nung nag-ride tayo, na tumatak sa inyo hanggang ngayon? So, I will ask everyone.
I guess I should go first. Well, ako, I saw a few wonders that are all new to me. But the most striking was the appreciation ng mga tao for visiting their places. And they tell us, they told me na, alam mo, wala masyadong pupunta rito ng mga bikers na taga Luzon at saka taga Visayas. Hindi pinipuntahan dito. Maraming salamat. And you could see it in their faces, our hosts, sila Kongo Jim, sila Mayor Bud, sila Vice Gov ng Lanao del Sur, the Mayor Gandamra of Marawi City. You know, they were all out, and the kids that we donated to. I remember this one guy in Marawi City, he shook everyone's hand at engaged everyone. At palagi ko sinasabi nga sa kanila, oh, mag-aral kayo mabuti para makabili kayo ng Ducati. And you know, they're so happy. They're so happy. Oh, ngayon lang kami nakakita ng Ducati dito sa Basila. Ngayon lang kami nakakita ng KTM. Ngayon lang kami nakakita ng big bikes dito sa Basila. We were like in the middle of nowhere. So, yung genuine appreciation and welcoming ano nila is exceptional to me.
Oh, si ano, Justice. Right.
Well, the main wonder really are the people. The people and how they're not so different. In fact, they're more hospitable. They're more warm, no? And of course, you all see all of these things, the natural beauty that they see every day that we do not have in our urban centers. So the beach are so beautiful, the natural resources, ang ganda. Yeah, and of course, the roads, no? The roads are really good. So yun ang nakada sa akin. Talagang the people and the structures that they have. Talagang ibang-iba. Yun lang.
Oh, si JC. Tanong natin si JC. Anong wonder ba yung nakita mo doon, pare?
He is still wondering.
He's wondering what to say.
Nakuha na lahat eh.
Si Daniel muna.
JC is on mute, I think.
Isa sa mga nagustuhan ko talaga si Wright is we were able to visit the different mosque of Muslim Mindanao. Makikita mo talaga yung kanilang dedication sa kanilang religion. Ang lalaki, ang gaganda. People really took time, effort, money, and everything to put up all those grand mosques that we visited. And nung una, medyo hesitant pa ako, magpapapicture, etc. Baka kasi it's a place for prayer. But they were very accommodating people there na manning the mosque. Sir, ako pa mag-picture, nagbo-volunteer pa. So that's kind of heartwarming para sa akin. And it's good that the Freedom Riders were able to visit all those grand mosques along the way. So daghang salamat, Sir John, for the experience.
Yan. So before we wrap up, ito, natanong na namin sa mga nag-guest namin to dati. So si Justice na lang yung tatanungin natin. So Justice, ito yung hardest question of the night, ha? What is your definition of tunay na rider?
Ang tunay na rider is not somebody who can run fast or ride fast. Ang tunay na rider is somebody who can assimilate all the experiences of riding who's able to ride safely, ride with discipline, and is able to enjoy the ride with others. Now, it's not about him. It's about everybody going safely and experiencing safely the ride. Ang tunay na rider is one who continues to learn. Na hindi niya sinasabi na alam niya na lahat. Diba? Na-champion siya. Somebody who continues to learn and learn from others. Diba? And from their experiences. Yan ang tunay na rider. Like Iba and ikaw, Maki.
And love you, Justice.
Love you.
Si Coach Buck, may secret training yan sa Tanay. With Mark Song. Always learning.
Kuy, anyway, punta tayo doon.
Before we wrap up, meron ba kayong mga gustong i-shout out tsaka batiin?
Shout out pala kay Clyde Artuke. Kanina pa akong kinukulit, mag-hello daw sa kanya. Clyde Artuke, Aguilar Riders.
Hey Clyde. Ako, shout out obviously to the Mindanao Freedom Riders who joined the last 12 years. We will have another one 2024. It's going to be another special ride. So, babalitaan ko na lang kayo. And shout out as well to the MCBBC, mga kasama natin sa Mindanao Confederation of Big Bike Clubs. See you in March sa ating bike rally in Butuan City.
Shout out kay Telly Buhay. I saw his name earlier. Freedom Rider din na dati si Telly.
Well, of course, Raymond Gabriel, Brad, I see his comment.
Shout out sa mga fellow members of the On Any Sunday Riders.
Oh, yun, si JC. Santos. Oh, si Dino.
Dino, Mindanao tayo.
Eman.
Okay, Iba, wrap it up.
All right. Next week, we're going to take a break to plan the next year. And ang daming Christmas party. Pagod nga ako eh. Buti may energy pa si Maki. Lasing yan kagabi sa Ducati party eh.
Kita ko nga mga pictures lasing, eh.
Lasing ako. Grabe.
Medyo mahirap tanggihan si ano eh. Si Boss Totti eh. So yeah, this is our year ender. Tama ba?
Oh,
and we'll see everybody in January. We're gonna have our Christmas party in the middle of January kasi ang traffic pare. So,
ay, sinabi mo.
John D, if you've got any leftover prizes, yung mga gifts na hindi mo gagamitin, padala mo na sa amin. Yun na yung sponsorship ng Norman Ring.
Of Dino, course.
March 1, kayo rin. And we'll see everybody next year. Happy holidays, everyone.
All right. Happy holidays.
Ride safe.
Thank you, guys.
Happy holidays.
Bye. Happy holidays. Happy holidays up in here.
Enorio, Merry Christmas, Sardino, Marksung, Eman.
Meet Jen, ang mga Gen 15, Gen 14, yung tunay na rider Christmas party. Para wala ng traffic, pare.
So, hindi ko kaya. Yung mga gustong mag-donate ng pang-raffle, sa January na namin ipapang-raffle.
Enorio, pwede ano ha, pinya. Dalhin mo sa tunay na rider Christmas party.
Maraming salamat. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.